This next segment consists of the questions from the Catechism without their accompanying answers. Question number 1. Who made you? Question number 2. What else did God make? Question number 3. Why did God make you and all things? Question number 4. How can you glorify God? Question number 5. Why are you to glorify God? Number 6. Is there more than one true God? Number 7. In how many persons does this one God exist? Number 8. Name these three persons. Number 9. What is God? Number 10. Where is God? Number 11. Can you see God? Number 12. Does God know all things? Number 13. Can God do all things? Number 14. Where do you learn how to love and obey God? Number 15. Who wrote the Bible? Number 16. Who were our first parents? Number 17. How did God create man? 18. Of what were our first parents made? Number 19. What else did God give Adam and Eve besides bodies? Number 20. Do you have a soul as well as a body? 21. How do you know your soul will last forever? 22. In what condition did God make Adam and Eve? 23. What covenant did God make with Adam? 24. What is a covenant? 25. In the covenant of life, what did God require Adam to do? 26. What did God promise in the covenant of life? 27. What did God threaten in the covenant of life? Number 28. Did Adam keep the covenant of life? Number 29. What is sin? 30. What is meant by lack of conformity? Number 31. What is meant by transgression? Number 32. What does every sin deserve? Number 33. What was the sin of our first parents? Number 34. Who tempted Adam and Eve to this sin? Number 35. How did Adam and Eve change when they sinned? Number 36. Did Adam act for himself alone in the covenant of life? Number 37. What effect did the sin of Adam have on you and all people? Number 38. How sinful are you by nature? Number 38. How sinful are you by nature? Number 40. Can anyone go to heaven with this sinful nature? Number 41. What is this change of heart called? Number 42. Who can change a sinner's heart? Number 43. Can anyone be saved through the covenant of life? Number 44. Why can't anyone be saved through the covenant of life? Number 45. How did you break the covenant of life? Number 46. How, then, can you be saved? Number 47. Whom did Christ represent in the covenant of grace? Number 48. How did Christ fulfill the covenant of grace? Number 49. Did Jesus ever sin? Number 50. How could Christ suffer? Number 51. For whom did Christ obey and suffer? Number 52. What kind of life did Christ live on earth? Number 53. What kind of death did Jesus die? Number 54. What is meant by the atonement? Number 55. What does God the Father guarantee in the covenant of grace? Number 56. How does God justify you? Number 57. How does God sanctify you? Number 58. What must you do to be saved? Number 59. How do you repent of your sin? Why must you hate and forsake your sin? 61. What does it mean to believe in Christ? 62. Can you repent and believe in Christ by your own power? 63. How can you get the help of the Holy Spirit? 64. How long ago did Christ die? 65. How were sinners saved before Christ came? 66. Before Christ came, how did believers show their faith? 67. What did these sacrifices represent? 68. How many offices does Christ fulfill as the promised Messiah? 69. What are they? 70. How is Christ your prophet? 71. How is Christ your priest? 72. How is Christ your king? 73. Why do you need Christ as your prophet? 74. Why do you need Christ as your priest? 75. Why do you need Christ as your king? 76. How many commandments did God give on Mount Sinai? 77. Why should we obey the Ten Commandments? 78. What do the first four commandments teach? 79. What do the last six commandments teach? 80. What do the Ten Commandments teach? 81. Who is your neighbor? 82. Is God pleased with those who love and obey Him? 83. Is God displeased with those who do not love and obey Him? 84. What is the first commandment? 85. What does the first commandment teach you? 86. What is the second commandment? 87. What does the second commandment teach you? 88. What is the third commandment? 89. What does the third commandment teach you? 90. What is the fourth commandment? 91. What does the fourth commandment teach you? 92. What day of the week is the Christian Sabbath? 93. Why is it called the Lord's Day? 94. How should you keep the Lord's Day? 95. What is the fifth commandment? 96. What does the fifth commandment teach you? 97. What is the sixth commandment? 98. What does the sixth commandment teach you? 99. What is the seventh commandment? 100. What does the seventh commandment teach you? 101. What is the eighth commandment? 102. What does the eighth commandment teach you? 103. What is the ninth commandment? 104. What does the ninth commandment teach you? 105. What is the tenth commandment? 106. What does the tenth commandment teach you? 107. Can you keep the Ten Commandments perfectly? 108. Of what use are the Ten Commandments to you? 109. What is prayer? 110. In whose name should we pray? 111. What did Christ give us to teach us about prayer? 112. What is the Lord's Prayer? 113. How many petitions are there in the Lord's Prayer? 114. What is the first petition? 115. What does it mean to pray, "Hallowed be thy name"? 116. What is the second petition? 117. What does it mean to pray, "Thy kingdom come"? 118. What is the third petition? 119. What does it mean to pray, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven"? Number 120. What is the fourth petition? Number 121. What does it mean to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread"? Number 122. What is the fifth petition? Number 123. What does it mean to pray, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors"? Number 124. What is the sixth petition? Number 125. What does it mean to pray, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil"? Number 126. How many sacraments are there? Number 127. What are they? Number 128. Who appointed these sacraments? Number 129. Why did Christ appoint these sacraments? Number 130. What sign is used in baptism? Number 130. What sign is used in baptism? Number 132. Into whose name are we baptized? Number 134. Why are we baptized even as little infants? Number 134. Why are we baptized even as little infants? Number 135. What did Jesus say about little children? Number 136. What does baptism call you to be? Number 137. What sign is used in the Lord's Supper? Number 138. What does the bread represent? Number 139. What does the wine represent? Number 140. Who may rightly partake of the Lord's Supper? Number 141. Did Christ remain in the grave after his crucifixion? Number 142. Where is Christ now? Number 143. Will the Lord Jesus come again? Number 144. What happens to believers when they die? Number 145. What happens to unbelievers when they die? 146. What is hell? . 147. Will the bodies of all the dead be raised again? . 148. What will God do to unbelievers at the last day? . 149. What will God do for believers at the last day? . 150. What will the new heaven and the new earth be like?